This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. NATO allies have accused Russia of misleading the world by saying it was removing troops from the Russian border with Ukraine, when in fact reports say it has added another 7,000 forces to the area. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has said Russia's statements don't add up.
We've seen an increase of troops over the last 48 hours, up to 7,000. We've seen a bridge constructed from Belarus into Ukraine or near Ukraine. And I think we should, as I've said, we'll take them at their word, but we're going to judge Russia by their actions. And at the moment, the troop build-up continues.
Russia's decision not to act on its words has strengthened the resolve of NATO and its allies to remain united, as EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen warned Russia against an invasion of Ukraine.
We hope for the best, but we are prepared for the worst.
Russia has amassed an estimated 150,000 plus troops near its ex-Soviet neighbor, sparking concerns that an attack is imminent. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris leaves Washington Thursday to participate in the Munich Security Conference. The White House says Vice President Harris is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation to the conference, which begins Friday. She will hold meetings with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia on Friday, followed by meetings with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will also accompany Vice President Harris on the trip. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi will travel as soon as possible to Moscow after an invitation by Russian President Vladimir Putin, Rome's foreign minister said Thursday. The announcement came amid intense diplomatic efforts to ease a crisis over Ukraine.